I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It was a grisly murder. Three Christians slaughtered by Muslim young people. It was well planned out. While the men died, the events are opening doors for Christians. Johan Candelin with the World Evangelical Alliance says many Muslims are questioning their so-called religion of peace. Those questions are compounded by the widows' interviews on national television.
The widows came out on national television and said, "I have forgiven the killers because Jesus has forgiven me." So they show that Christianity is a religion of forgiveness, not of hate or revenge. And that opens up a big door for the gospel.
Next, it's the second part of our series that looks at the good of short-term missions. They allow the high school generation, who's globally conscious already, to get experience with missions. David Livermore is with the Grand Rapids Theological Seminary, and he says,
"I think there's a wonderful opportunity through short-term missions that allows us to firsthand experience the world beyond the eyes of CNN and Fox News."
When that experience is part of what missionaries in the area are already doing, it's effective. Tune in tomorrow to learn how short-term mission trips can go bad. And for most college students, summer is a time to get a summer job and take a break from classes. But not for 200 college students with Here's Life Inner City. This year, they'll be heading to the streets of six major cities to help in hands-on ministry called Summer in the City. They do that through door-to-door evangelism, tutoring, serving in food pantries and rehab centers, and much more. Here's Life needs your support to help cover a $58 per student shortage. If you'd like to help, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people each week to watch their broadcast. Get your free Sat7 DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.